material thoroughly, but quickly, so you can apply the advice as soon as possible. Nothing would make me happier than for you to read this short book and take purposeful, immediate action based on its instruction. How to make this book work for you. You'll come across numerous exercises throughout the book. Please don't ignore them. Take the time to complete them. Most of the exercises are very simple and require little time and effort. I suspect many readers will gloss over them for those reasons alone, dismissing them because they're easy and quick. I encourage you to be different. Do the exercises with confidence that they'll help you to become mentally tough. While this book isn't technically a workbook, it does prioritize taking action over mere learning. Why? Because applying the information you learn is necessary if you hope to use it to change your life. We know this from experience. I've lost count of the number of books I've read and workshops I've attended where the guidance was lost on me due to my failure to put the information to use. Perhaps you can relate to that mistake. So again, please do the exercises. You'll be happy you did by the time you finish listening to this book. Your mission, if you choose to accept it. Has success been fleeting in your life? Have you had difficulty achieving and maintaining greatness in your chosen areas of focus? Has life thrown you unexpected curveballs that have left you feeling discouraged, angry, and depressed? If so, today is the perfect day to start making positive changes. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what struggles you're currently experiencing, you can improve your circumstances. You can achieve greater levels of success. This fact should fill you with practical optimism. After all, you have tremendous influence over your mindset. Control that, and the battle is nearly won. The Mental Toughness Handbook will prepare you for the fight. It'll give you the necessary tools, offer a methodical game plan, and provide the training you'll need to become increasingly durable in the face of adversity. We'll be going on this journey together. I'll be your tour guide, and we'll ensure you maximize your time and attentional resources. By the time we're done, assuming you do the exercises, you'll notice your mindset has already begun to change. You'll have started to truly become mentally tough. Does that sound good to you? Then let's jump in. Part 1. Fundamentals of Mental Toughness. No one is born with mental toughness. We develop it over time, similar to building a muscle. That's wonderful news because it means anyone can do it. All that is required is commitment. The reason so many don't develop mental toughness is because it entails a lot of work and patience and comes with a fair bit of frustration. It involves discomfort. You're part of a special group because you're willing to put in the work and endure the frustration to develop a state of mind that'll reward you throughout your life. But first things first, before you can develop mental toughness, it's important to understand its many facets. That's what we'll focus on in this section. We'll examine what mental toughness is and how it'll improve your life. I'll also describe the telltale traits of people who have mastered it. You'll be able to use this as a checklist for personal comparison as you develop the skill yourself. Finally, we'll highlight several enemies of mental toughness. These are the obstacles that'll try to discourage you from persevering when circumstances fail to go your way. After you finish reading Part 1, you'll be acutely aware of these obstacles. This advanced awareness will help you to overcome them when you confront them. One quick note. You've probably looked at the chapters in Audible and noticed there are a lot of chapters. Don't feel daunted. Most of the chapters are short because we'll be focusing on applying the material. Minimal theory, maximum action. Onward. What is mental toughness, and how does it differ from grit? I provided a simple definition earlier. Mental toughness is durability in the face of adversity. But there's a lot going on in that definition, so let's unpack it. First, it involves our reaction to stress. Do we crumble or persist? Do we give up or stay the course? Second, it involves our responses to our emotions. What do we do when we feel frustrated?